This podcast is a proud member of the LAM Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
Everyone, and welcome to a brand new season of the Film Pastor Podcast, the sister podcast to the Lampcast, which can be found at the Large Association of Movie Blogs. I am your host, the Vern of the Video Vern's Video Vortex, and with me is my wonderful, beautiful, lovely co-host, Emma Wallace.
I don't know about that.
Hi. No, you're beautiful and wonderful. Emma Wallace from Emma K Explains It All. How are you?
Hello. Hi, I'm great. Thank you. Hiya.
Good to have you on here. Now, this is your first time on a podcast?
Yep, literally first time ever. Pretty much my first time on Skype as well. So I'm just getting used to it all.
We're glad to have you on here. Now, could you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and your site?
Yeah, sure. Okay, my name's Emma. I live in England and I have a movie blog, I guess you could call it. I like to talk about films, soundtracks. I like to be quite humorous in my posts, not take things too seriously. I enjoy other blogs that are similar to that, I suppose. Movies, a lot to do with films. And it's quite difficult explaining about yourself, isn't it, sometimes? Sorry if I'm trailing off a bit.
No, that's fine. And Emma is our wonderful new co-host for this series, and we're glad to have her on. And before each episode, I'm going to ask Emma, and she's going to ask me what we did this week and just have like a small conversation. So, Emmy, what did you do this week?
Well, it's luckily I did actually do something this week. I don't often do a lot, but I did actually go to the cinema and I watched Insidious Chapter 3. So that's what I did this week, and I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was a really good sequel, and I would champion it. I thought it was really good.
Scared?
I was really scared, actually. And the worst thing was when I came home afterwards, and that's when I get really, really scared, when I go to bed and I had to leave my light on, and you know, it was like I was a teenager again.
Oh wow. I mean, what was like the scariest part of that movie?
Just the guy that was the new baddie in it, he was called the man who can't breathe, and he was what played on my mind later on. I really didn't like him.
Okay. All right, fair enough. The only thing I did this week is I went and saw Heaven Knows What, which is a drama all about heroin addiction. So it was a laugh ride for everyone.
Wow, yeah.
but the director was there afterwards, and I got to talk with him and a couple of other like promotional people here, so that was really good for me as well. So I enjoyed that.
Brilliant.
Now, this is our first episode for the season, and we're going to talk about promoting your site and about setting up your own blog and podcast. And our special guest this week is the very wonderful Barry from Cinematic Catharsis. Hello, Barry.
Hello.
And we have Eric from the IPC. Hello, Eric.
Hey. Hey.
All right. Now, Eric, tell us a little bit about your site, the IPC.
Yeah, I try to cover mostly horror movies on there. I try to do it with a sense of humor. I don't take anything really seriously. You know, I tend to write it kind of like the fool that I am. And I hope some people like it. In general, it can be not safe for work.
Well, maybe your images you post there are not safe for work, but I love them. They feature very sexy ladies.
Yeah.
Your shit fest has been absolutely huge.
Yeah, Shitfest starts here at the beginning of July, and you know it's always a lot of fun. Everybody, you know, some people like to write, you know, and they want to be, you know, real professional, and they want to, you know, be the next Roger Ebert, and then they can come over to my site on Shitfest and just let it go.
Yeah.
You know, because anything goes then.
It's great too. And the collaborations you have with Emmy have been really great. And you guys call yourself the Pen and the Clam, which is really awesome.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I really enjoy that. Check out their ones that they did for Mean Girls. That's a really good post.
Just wait for our next one.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All right.
That's going to be something else.
I'm excited. And lastly, joining us on the show today is Barry from the Cinematic Catharsis.
Hello, how are you?
Doing good, sir. Now, tell us listeners out there a little bit about your site.
Okay. Well, I would call it eclectic. It's I would say I'm heavily skewed to my genre favorites with sci-fi and horror, but I like to cover cult films in general, just those little unknown films that slip through the cracks, and I'll have the odd classic thrown in here and there just to mix things up.
I like it. The main reason why I want to have you guys on this show is because you're very prolific, along with Em as well, about gaining, you know, new followers and having, like, commenters on your site. And that's basically the topic for today is, how did you guys, everyone in the room here, how did you get your site started? And when did you realize that you would be doing this as a main hobby and, like, gaining new followers? And I'm going to start with you, Eric.
You know, I started that site back in 2011, but I was actually writing for a different place before that. And that's why it's a way to kind of explain my the title of my site and why I have that bizarre URL to get to it. But you know, several years ago, my wife bought a new Mac and it came with a program called iWeb. And with that, we were able to make our own website and we called it Isaac's Life. And then my job got really, really, really mundane. So I started writing about the movies that I'd been watching them, and I published them there and I called it Isaac's Picture Conclusions. Then Steve Jobs shut down iWeb, so I had to go find another place to put my shit. And I started on WordPress. And, you know, when I first started that, I had no idea what a blog was. I had no idea, you know, what a tag was or what a comment was. It was really just a place for me and my friend to talk about shitty movies. And, you know, you always remember your first like and your first comment. And I don't know, it was probably sometime in late 2012 when I got a like. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit later, I got a comment on something else. It was Exorcist 3, actually. And that's when I learned that you can go follow people and you can go like things. You can go comment on other people's work. And then, you know, it's just kind of been going on ever since then.
Very nice. Yeah, it's great there too. I mean, you have, like, you know, a lot of people commenting back on your site, and your shitfest that you do each year, you know, that's brought in a whole slew of other bloggers and writers to this event, and they can all, you know, communicate with each other. It's been really great.
It really has. I mean, you know, I can't even believe that anyone looks at my stuff. I mean, I'm so grateful and happy. I've had a lot of people coming by lately.
Well, yeah, it's beautiful.
It's been awesome. It's been awesome.
Oh, and well, for you, Barry, you've been, you know, the main thing I love about what you do in your site is all of the posts you put on here on Twitter with images of movies and linking to other, you know, Twitter accounts. I think that's absolutely brilliant and really nice of you to do. How did you start up, you know, your site and doing that type of thing? Because you're doing a great job of promoting, you know, other blogs and podcasts.
Thank you. That's and I'll actually talk about the blog in a minute, but I think one of the things that's really been and why I think my Twitter has really grown by leaps and bounds is just knowing that it's not just about me, it's about the whole greater blogging community and just being able to promote others. So that's something that I really enjoy doing. And just I've learned so much, I think, that way, just about other movies or just about other bloggers and what's out there. So just did want to say that. But to discuss where my blog came from, well, I have been a lifelong movie fan. Originally from LA, now I'm in Texas, but that's a whole other story, which would probably take an hour to explain. But
well, let's just stop the conversation. Let's talk about you burying your trips, all right? We're going to do a whole show just about that, all right?
Okay. Well, so as far as the blog is concerned, so I started in October of 2010, and it was kind of an offshoot just from really from that grad school, just got used to writing papers all the time. So I think it had that feel when I first started. Since then, it's morphed into something else, where I think it's become a lot more conversational, a lot more user-friendly, for lack of better term. But it's something that I've really enjoyed doing. It's I think the Twitter part has just complemented it, and they kind of cross-pollinate. Now, kind of piggyback on what Eric was saying, is that I'm still amazed that anyone actually takes the time to read it. So it has really grown tremendously over the last several years, and I don't foresee a time in the future where I'm going to stop writing for it.
Well, I'm glad that you do. And now, Emma, you also do a lot of contributions. You give out a lot of blog and awards great writers, and I'm really appreciative of that, though, too. You gave you to me, and you gave you to other writers. How did you sort of get started in this whole, you know, blogging, movie writing adventure, and promoting other sites? And I guess my follow-up question to you, Emma, is, how do you find about these other sites that you want to give awards to?
Well, firstly, I'm glad you like the awards, because sometimes I think I'm just being a bit annoying by, giving them to people. But I started my blog just over a year ago, April last year. And when I first began, I just wanted to write, really. I wanted an excuse to write because I've always enjoyed it, but it's easy to get complacent and lazy and not do it. So I just reviewing movies was ideal because I'm a big film fan. And then after I'd began, you get a few followers, and you get one, you get two, you get a few, and then you start to realise that, you know, it's quite fun getting followers. It's fun having people read what you write. And I mean, I know we've sort of Barry and Eric have said the same sorts of things, but you feel so grateful to people for reading your stuff that I think, you know, you in turn, by going on their sites, by commenting their posts, I think that's a great way of also getting noticed, as well as showing your appreciation. You know, you have to make the time to check out other people's work, to go on sites similar to your own. You have to leave, you know, good comments, interesting comments, and, you know, in turn, hopefully you'll get the same back, and you'll get them following you, and you'll get comments on your own site.
Yeah. I mean, when I first started out my site, I was on Blogger with the Vern's Video Vanguard, and then moved over to WordPress with the Video Vortex. And with Blogger, I wasn't getting too much followers, found a few right there, and I'm very thankful for that. But it wasn't until I joined the LAM, the Large Association of Movie Blogs, is when I started to gain a little bit more followers. Now, I'm curious, though, how many of you are involved with the LAM?
Well, I've recently registered, and I'm just waiting to hear back.
Okay, you recently registered, but I believe you, Eric, and you, Barry, you're part of the LAM, right?
Yeah, Film Hipster and I joined a few years ago because we wanted to be able to vote on the Lammies.
Yeah.
And then by the time I was finally registered, they didn't do them again. I'm a member.
Well, I'm just kind of curious too. I mean, how well do you think the LAM helps in promoting your blog? Or do you guys go through other movie groups? Or maybe you do both? And I'll ask this to everyone in the room.
Maybe I can start with that. So I've been a member of the LAM for, well, I think almost as long as my site's been around. But I think what's been the biggest help really has been Twitter, just finding that larger community. And it in turn also working with, obviously there's a lot of people on on the Lam also who are on Twitter, but I think Twitter is just like, it's its own separate beast, and it can certainly complement what I'm doing.
Yeah, I completely agree that Twitter is a great platform to use with blogging. Recently, someone from WordPress actually emailed me and asked whether it would be beneficial for him to have a Twitter account or not, you know, fitting it in with work, family, etc., whether it would be beneficial to his blog. And, you know, we had a chat about it, and he's now on Twitter. It is, you know, such a good way to share and to meet other bloggers.
Okay. So it seems to me like if you're, like, you know, into this whole, you know, blogging environment, that Twitter is, like, the best way to go. Because that's one question that I'm sure a lot of first-time bloggers get is, what would be the best platform to promote my site? All right, I've set my site, it's online, now I want to try to advertise it. Now, should I do a Facebook account? Should I do Instagram? Should I do, what's the other one I have there now? Foursquare, is that still a thing? I don't know. I'm behind the times.
No,
I am.
I'm not
cool anymore. All I use right now for my site is just basically Facebook and Twitter. I tried using Google Plus. Does anyone use Google Plus?
Nope.
No?
Not really. I mean, I have an account, but I don't use it.
Okay. Yeah, see, no one really does much with it, though, because I don't think when you post a – I'm not quite sure. I host through WordPress, and I'm pretty sure – I think you, Bear, you still host through Blogger, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I know that through WordPress – they have a thing you can actually link to your LinkedIn account, and you can link through Twitter and Facebook. I think there's a thing for Google Plus, I'm not quite sure, but there's allegedly elements on there too where you can actually have a post to different social media sites. I'm not quite sure, Barry, does that do that for Blogger?
It's possible. I haven't really looked into it much. I've just really gone back and forth between Blogger and Twitter.
Okay. Now, for everyone else there in the room there, and yes, for our first-time listeners to the show, this is going to be just a free-form conversation. I want to hear from everyone in the room, has there been a particular post where you realize that, hey, people like this, people like what I'm doing, and I should continue doing this? Has there been, like, one post or review that you wrote that has gotten a lot more feedback than you thought for? And I'll start with you, Eric, on this one.
I can't really think of one. I mean, again, I can't believe anybody reads anything. I'm the worst at self-promotion. Some of my better pieces, like I remember when I did Big Trouble in Little China, that had a big response, and it was the first time I ever had, like, you know, 40 comments on a post. So maybe that was the one that kind of made me think that someone liked me.
Oh, you know what, Eric, this could be a little bit off topic here, but I would be excited to read your thoughts about the upcoming remake.
You know, I'm so out of the loop, I don't even – that's news to me.
That's new. They're going to be remaking that movie with The Rock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Who's going to direct it?
Dwayne Johnson. I don't know yet. It's still kind of a rumor right now. Everything's up in the air.
You know, I like The Rock. I don't have any desire to go see his new movie, but I like, usually in general, I like him. I like The Rundown a lot.
Yeah. I know his name is Dwayne Johnson, but he's still The Rock. I'm sorry. He's just going to be
The Rock. He'll always be The Rock.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know why the hell I changed his name in the first place. That just seems ridiculous, right?
He's a cool guy.
I liked Walking Tall remake.
Yeah, that was good. All right. And then, Barry, for you, I know that, you know, Twitter has been just, like, a huge thing. And you basically – do you actually – when people start following your site on Blogger or either Blogger or through Twitter, do you go back and, like, look at all those other sites there too? Because I know when I get followers on my Twitter site, I try my best to look at everyone's site, but, you know, it gets to be busy, and I don't have time to do that. And I think that's one of the main problems that we all have there too, is that we want to be very immersive and try to like look at everyone's site, but we don't really have the time to. So I'm just kind of curious about you, Barry. You know, when do you find the time to actually, you know, look at everyone's site, and do you actually have the time to look at everyone's site?
Oh, I wish I did. Fortunately, there's just not enough hours in the day, especially with my day job that's in a completely different area. So I guess I have to be pretty selective. Probably what I would say I devote more time to invariably is just the one I look at, the ones that I get more activity with. If I'm getting a lot of favorites and retweets, that usually gives me my, I'll usually zero in on those particular ones.
Yeah, and you know, I totally agree. It's not very fulfilling if you go to someone's site and you read the stuff, you read what they wrote, and then you leave a comment, you know, great post, great idea, and they never reply to you.
Yeah, I've had a few. Sorry, I don't want to interrupt anyone here, and if I do, and you interrupt you guys, just say, Vern, shut the fuck up, I'm talking. But there have been some reviews that I've read from sites that I disagree with them. Now, because that's one great thing about being a movie blogger like that, is that we do not have to always agree on what we all write. We all have different opinions, and that's fine. But there's one particular site where I wrote back, you know, a comment on the review that I disagreed with, and I never heard any responses back. And I went back to their site and looked at other reviews that this guy has written, and other people have commented on those reviews, and they're both positive and negative. And the guy never responded back once.
I know, it's kind of irritating, and it's like, oh, I guess I'm not going to go back there.
Yeah, it's like they have no interest at all. But I see them tweeting stuff a lot. Like, they want to try to find followers, but they're just not doing any other promotion. And I feel that's the big thing if you want to become successful. Successful is a big thing because we're not doing this at all to make money. Well, I don't know, maybe Evie is, because, you know, she's gonna be making $1 million soon. But that's kind of the big thing here, is that we all have to all kind of, like, you know, look at everyone's site and do even a retweet of an article is a huge thing. I mean, I enjoy that a lot, and I enjoy sharing other posts. That's one thing, too, I love about, like, WordPress, because you go to your reader and check out all the new articles. Now, Barry, since you're on Blogger, does Blogger have a thing like that?
I don't know if it's quite that interactive. That's why I guess Twitter is what I'll rely on, really, as far as promoting other sites and promoting some of what I do, too.
Okay. Very good. So I guess that for, you know, our basic show right here right now is we're saying that when you do have a site, it's very important to have, like, a Twitter account. Twitter account is a very important thing to have. Also, it's important to, like, when I go onto someone's site and I click on your little Twitter link right there, please have your name, your username in there.
I know. I totally agree. And I think it's real easy. I just don't think a lot of people know how to do that. But I would share much more on Twitter if I didn't have to go look up your Twitter handle.
Username. I think if you just go into your admin mode right there for your actual comments, there's a way you can actually add on your name to it instead. And for some reason, I got fixed this on my site because I haven't been – but last time I posted something there, too, it didn't have my name on there for the account. But if you write up a post – on your site or whatever, and you go to the sidebar, there's a section where you can, like, edit your, I think I want to say, your, basically, your message, your Twitter handle right there. You can add on your name to it before you post it out there. Like, add on your Twitter username to each post right there. That way people will see that it's you that wrote it, and it's just much easier to follow you back.
Yeah, I think you can also do it the little thing called Publicize.
Oh, okay.
So you put your Twitter username in there, and you have to put your password in once, and then, you know, when you post, it'll automatically go to Twitter, and then if I want to go click on that Twitter button, your username will be in there.
Okay. Now, I want to talk just really briefly about Facebook. Now, do any of you have a Facebook page for your site? And would you ever start one?
I don't have a Facebook page for my site, but I certainly would consider starting one. Yeah, sure. I don't have a Facebook anyway, so it would all be new, but why not?
You don't have Facebook?
I've got that reaction a few times. Yeah, I used to be on there, but I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago, I just deleted it. I didn't really want to be friends with people I went to school with and acquaintances, and, you know, I just didn't want to share things with people I wasn't that good friends with.
Okay.
Fair enough. I know. Yeah. I'm not weird or anything. I just didn't want to be on there.
I understand. I understand there's a lot of people, you know, that I don't want to have conferences with either. That's why I have two separate pages. I've got my own personal Jason's, you know, Facebook page for, like, my mom and my dad and relatives to see whatnot there, too. And then I got my Video Vortex page, which I can use to, you know, promote, you know, articles I've wrote and do trailers and, like, you know, weird shit. And, yeah, you know, I can post most of, like, you know, the IPC shit on that side right there, because you got, like, a lot of, like, nudity and stuff like that, and people don't think that I'm some sort of weird pervert. Which I sort of am, but they don't have to know that I am a weird pervert, all right? So, but yeah, I mean, so Eric and Barry, would you guys ever start up a Facebook page or?
I have my personal Facebook, but I look at it maybe once a month. It's because it's all work people, and I don't like it. Then I think it was maybe 2013. I set up a Facebook, an IPC Facebook. But I never updated it. And they built something in. You could publicize and put your Facebook on there and it'll post there automatically, but it broke. And I never cared to go back and fix it. So there's an IPC Facebook page out there, but it hasn't been updated in 3 years.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, my other kind of follow-up question to everyone here in the room is, what do you look for when you start checking out these other sites? I mean, is it the name alone that draws you in? Is it the content of the article itself? I mean, when, you know, you get a new follower and you say, hey, this person so-and-so is following your blog, I mean, what do you look for when you check out these other sites there? I'm going to start back with you, Eric. You, Barry. Sorry, I'm going all the room here. I don't know where I am anymore. Buster with you, Barry.
Okay. Well, I think for me, it's really, I want to see that they really enjoy movies, that they actually have fun writing about it. You don't want it just to be this kind of a dry exercise. I think, like, if I'm reading through a review, for example, I don't want it to sound like they're just repeating everything that happened in it, like it's a book report. But I want it to actually get a feel for the movie. I want to see that there's some kind of joy. Pictures certainly help. I think it's the whole picture, just making it that it's enjoyable, and just be, which is a harder thing to convey than, I mean, it's one thing to enjoy watching movies, but it's another thing to be able to actually discuss it and make it something that someone wants to go back to again and again. So that's something that I look at.
You know, it sound like an asshole, but if I want to invest my time on your site, I want it to be fun. I don't want it to be a 5,000 word essay. You know, I just kind of want to have a good time. Like the first time I went over to Emma's site, I was like, hey, this is a lot of fun. I don't remember what it was, but for me, the main thing is interaction. So, like, you know, when I found Emma's site and I followed it and I commented, she came right back and talked to me.
Yeah.
That type of thing is what, you know, what keeps me going.
And there's tons of movie blogs up there. I mean, it's an ongoing thing, and I will find new ones to watch for and new podcast shows to listen to, like, every day. It's, like, nonstop. It's, like, most of my time spent is looking at podcasts and blogs in the morning. I get up in the morning. I don't read the newspaper much. I'll skim through Yahoo News and find out just little things there. But most of my days before work is checking out podcasts and looking at new blogs. And then you go to work, I get home maybe sometime, watch a movie, but I'm still checking out other sites as well. It's become almost as time-consuming as it is to write a post itself right there. And I am kind of curious, though, is it difficult to sort of, like, maintain writing as well as maybe, you know, start promoting these other sites?
I mean, yeah, definitely. Okay. It does take time. Sometimes, you know, it takes as much time as writing your own posts almost. Yeah. You know, looking at people, what they've done, reading it, commenting it, having an opinion. It's like the whole thing is, it's all the running of the blog. It's all part of it. It's not just, you know, writing stuff and getting a load of applause for what you've written. It's got to be interaction and a two-way thing, and you have to sort of prepare yourself for that side of things. Does take time as well. I mean, sometimes when I sit down, I'd really like to just write something, you know, like from my own imagination, a review or whatever, but you know, really I have to go and give sort of thanks back to the people that have liked my latest post, you know, reading what they're doing and commenting, etc.
Yeah, I find that I spend an inordinate amount of time just being on Twitter and following what other people are doing, so sometimes it's really easy to get off track and just waste a lot of time doing. It's not wasting time exactly, but it's taking it away from writing for my blog. So that's something that I have to achieve that balance with. It's not always easy, especially if it's something that's more complicated. Like, for example, I recently did you get back to something that had quite a bit of notice, was the one on I Am Legend, comparing the book to the three different movies. And you had, so essentially, it's like three movie reviews in one. And so that takes a little more time to do than just maybe a single movie. And then, of course, I'd go off on rabbit trails with Twitter and everything else and reading other blogs. So it's can be a chore sometimes, just trying to get everything, trying to balance all those things.
All right.
Yeah. And for me, I've talked to Emma, you know, off about, not talked, but we've talked about stuff, obviously, because we did that post together. But you know, for me, it takes me about a month to get from watching something to get something published. I'm that slow. So it's never like time consuming. I just want to be as creative as possible. So like, I'll watch something and think about it for a few days and then go, you know, fart some words out into the dashboard, and then I'll think about it and I'll think about it. And then I'll go add punctuation, and you know, it's just, it takes a while for me to get out there. So in the meantime, I do like going to other people's sites and, you know, commenting and reading and doing all that stuff.
No, I agree too. And in fact, I think that's a great way to do it as well. I mean, I know I've been guilty whenever I see a movie that you just want to like, just talk about it right away. I'm like, all right, well, I should probably write up a post about it. And you don't give yourself a chance to really think about the movie too much. And I'm not blaming it all at the writers for, you know, writing up a post, they're fast, that's fine, everything. Everyone just has their own style of doing things, but I totally agree with that one.
Yeah, I could never be one of those folks that go to a movie and have something out an hour later.
Well, I mean, it's fine too if you want to put together, like, yes, you know, a really good detailed review about a movie. I know, like, Dan's Movie Reviews does, like, a really good job of, like, you know, I'm not excluding him from everyone else, but he does a really good job of, like, you know, really putting out good detailed reviews on movies that just came out. And it's like, I don't know how the hell he has time for anything else.
Right. I'm just saying I couldn't do that. I mean, I just can't. My brain doesn't work that quick.
But I do see some sites right there where they want to basically just try to get, you know, the most followers, but they don't put a lot of, like, work into their site. Like, they'll put down maybe one or two blib about the movie, and it's not really a creative blib, just, like, a short little thing, and then just have that be it in hopes to gain a new follower. I guess we're going to finish up this part of the conversation about what do you think are some negative attributes to getting new followers. I mean, we mentioned some positive things before about going on to other people's sites and, you know, posting, you know, positive comments on there. But I'm sure we've all had our own, like, trolls that have been on our site before. What have been some sort of, like, in your opinions, what would be kind of, like, negative thoughts about, you know, getting new followers?
You know, I've never really had any trolls. I had one guy come around, and one day he followed me and told me that I wasn't taking things seriously, as a film critic, and I'm like, dude, I'm not a film critic. I'm a guy that writes about movies. I just write about what I think about a movie. You know, if you don't like it, don't read it. I have had someone ask me the other day. Usually, when I get negative comments, it's from like the general public. Like, one day I wrote about Wet Hot American Summer, the movie, and I said I didn't like it. And, you know, some guy came around and told me how stupid I was and that I was a dummy and that it was the best movie ever and stuff like that. But I think the only and of course I approved it because that's the voice of the people. But I think the only negative thing I could possibly say about getting a new follower is if I follow them back and they post 40 posts a day. And that floods my reader, and I can't find, you know, other things.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a really quick break right now to hear a trailer from another fellow LAM Podcast Network show. But we'll be right back to talk about Blockathons. Stay tuned.
MovieMavericks.com, broadcasting current box office breakdowns, movie news, and reviews. Now for your hosts, Jason and Trevor.
Hey now, even though we're over 200 episodes deep into the Movie Mavericks podcast, it's still not too late to start listening.
Where every show we give you 10 truths, 20 lies, and a bunch of Hollywood secrets.
It's like existentialism slipping into nihilism.
MovieMavericks.com.
We are the Popcorn Poops.
My name is Dustin.
And my name is Jessica.
And together we produce Popcorn Poops, the best married couple movie commentary track podcast on the internet.
Join us each week as we take turns picking films and then watch and discuss them together. If you're at home or with a computer or device, you can sync up the movie and watch it right along with us.
However, you don't have to sync up the film to enjoy the show. Feel free to tune in like you would to any other podcast.
Please visit us on the internet at www.popcornpoops.com.
Again, that's www.popcornpoops.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You stuck around for this long. I really appreciate that. We're going to just talk really briefly about Blockathons. Blockathons have always been a really great way to gain new followers and new readers to your site. I've tried a couple before that have not worked out so well, but I want to ask, you know, everyone here about the Blockathons that they've done and, you know, how successful has it been? Has it been successful the first time you tried it out? Have you had to try a couple before it became successful? Are you still trying to do one now? This can also go into the awards that you put out there too, because that in a way is sort of like a Blockathon. You're linking to other people's sites. So I'll start with you, Emmy, about you and your awards and everything like that too.
Yeah, I mean they're fun to take part in. They can be a bit time consuming. That's the only problem with them. I mean, you know you have to answer questions and then you have to tag other people's sites within your post. You have to sort of leave comments on everybody else so they know they've got it. So it does take a while, but it's fun and you often get new followers. I mean, sometimes they do have the habit of going around in the same circles. That can be a bit of a problem, but it's always nice to be nominated and it's grateful. You know, it's just nice to get them. And I've been a part of a few of those, and a blogathon that was to do with the best female characters in films. That was a really fun one. I like doing ones like that. I don't get many blogathons come my way, really. And I would like more. So if anyone wants to include me in any, that would be good.
Well, there is one though. Bubble Weed from Flight Taste and Movie Nights and Channel Superhero. He's doing a blogathon all about Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh wow, that sounds great.
So if you want to go on his site, check that out. I was supposed to do one.
I am making a note of it.
I was supposed to do one this week, and I completely flaked out on it. And I apologize, Bubble Weed. I'll get that to you hopefully this weekend if it's still open for me. All right. Barry and Eric, what are you guys? What are your experiences of doing blockathons? And
so doing them or putting one on?
Or putting one on, or you know, being a part of it though. I mean,
I just finished up one actually is one group, Christina of Speakeasy and Ruth of Silver Screenings. They put on the Beach Party Blogathon, which is just amazing, and they always put on amazing blogathons. So I'd say I've been much more willing to be a participant than actually putting one on. I did do the Goldblumathon last year, which was a celebration of Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, I remember that.
And I would say it had middling success. I really did get some very enthusiastic response, but it can be kind of like pulling teeth to try to get people to commit it, even if they say they'll do it. It's sometimes, as you know, life gets in the way, and it's just hard to, I think you just have to get far more people than you think will actually participate. And it's, so I am thinking about doing one. I did think about doing it this year, but it's just been so many other things in my, I think just personally going on, that I think I'd rather be a participant than actually put one on. It is a lot of work, and you have to just, I haven't really figured out that formula exactly as far as how to really gather people, because there's some really successful organizers and they might get 100 people come in, and I felt really fortunate to get around 20. So I mean, that's, to me, that was a success.
That is a huge thing right there, to get around 20 people. One big thing too about doing blogathons is that not only do you have to, you know, communicate people through Twitter, but it's also best to send people who say they are gonna do articles, email those people at least a week ahead of time, so they'll have reminders that, hey, just a reminder, you know, you have an article due for, you know, the blogathon for this date or so. That's the biggest thing for me if I'm part of a blogathon, is to send out reminders to everyone that, you know, said they're going to post something on the site, because otherwise people's lives, they get in the way and we'll just end up forgetting about it. But for you, Eric, with your was that shitfest you did, was that like your only blogathon you hosted on the IPC?
Well, I've done 4 shitfests now.
Yes.
And I do 2 a year usually, and you know, and it all depends on how many people are going to enter, but it's actually a contest with a physical prize at the end of it. So, you know, the prize is what it is, and I think, you know, the winners like it. It's a blogathon. I try to do as many as I can, but, you know, like I said earlier, I'm so slow, and I'm not going to name any names, but there's this one blog that does a blogathon, and they can be quite pushy on me. So, I mean, I try to do as many as I can, but I can't always commit.
Wasn't there one, and I don't know if you hosted this, but it sounds like it was your deal. You had one called Who's Boobs?
Yeah, that was during my last shitfest.
Okay, all right. I'm like, that was a perfect Aaron Post right there. I'm like, all right, perfect. Yeah, I love it.
That was hilarious.
Okay. How many of those have you done so far?
The Who's Boobs?
Yeah.
That was the first one.
That was the first one?
Yeah.
All right, but there's going to be more boobs, right?
I'm going to try to do one. Yeah, I'm going to try to do one this time around. But I've got something really special cooking involving one of our fellow bloggers. And, I mean, that's going to be, like, my personal crescendo of entries into this year's contest. But I can't give anything away. But it might take precedence over Who's Boobs.
All right. brilliant. all right. Well, does anyone have any sort of, like, you know, closing thoughts about, you know, blogging or posting things or promoting or advertising or just any general thoughts?
My main thing advice is just blog what you like. Don't be driven by what other people expect or what you think people are going to like. You have to please yourself, or it's not gonna show up in your work.
I just wanted to say, you know, to anybody that listens to this, and you know, you've just started a new blog, I've been doing this for a while, and I see people come around and they have great stuff, and then they, you know, they quit because they don't put out their third post and it goes viral. I mean, not to, you know, crush anyone's dreams or anything, but, you know, be patient, you know, have fun, take it easy. It's not gonna, you know, probably not gonna get 2 million hits a day for after your first post. So that was that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. But, you know, if you keep plodding away and keep writing good stuff,
I've seen so many good people up and quit because they're not, they're not making millions on advertising and getting put on movie posters. I mean, it takes time.
Yeah, and going about blogging that way, is that the right outlook anyway? Really, you should be writing because you want to, and anything else that happens is a bonus, perhaps. If you go out with the intention, I want to make money from this, I just don't think it works like that, really.
I just don't want anybody to be disappointed.
No, me neither. And it's a good, fun blogging community out there.
Yeah, it's great. That's the best thing about the whole thing, too, is you get to meet all the different people. I was very fortunate to go out to Chicago and meet, people that I've listened to on other shows and read their articles. It was really great to actually, see them in person. So if you are part of a blogging community and there is any chance for a meetup, go to those meetups right there. It gives you a chance to get more content right there. You get more noticed by other people. And I also want to mention, too, that if you do have a blog or a podcast, ask to be a guest on other shows. We at the Film Pasture, we are looking for new guests all the time, and I will give you our contact information near the end of the show. I think it's going to close up our show for the day. I do want to thank our guest, Eric from the IPC. Eric, buddy, tell us where we can find you online.
Well, my actual URL is one of the most confusing things that possibly exists. So I have a redirect URL, which is, www.theipc.me. And you can type that in there and it'll take you over to the isaacspictureconclusions.com.
Nice. And where are you on Twitter?
What is it? It's theipc.me, D-O-T.
Okay.
Yeah, the IPC DOT me.
Nice. Okay. Very cool. Barry, buddy, where can they find you?
Okay. Well, mine's a bit long and confusing as well. It's all one word, cinematiccatharsis.blogspot.com. Probably a better way to reach me would be, you can also reach it through Twitter. It's @Barry_cinematic.
All right. Very good. And close it up here, Emma. Where can they find you online?
My URL is emmakwall.com. My Twitter is exactly the same, emmakwall.
All right. And you can listen to all episodes from the Film Pasture at the Large Association of Movie Blogs. That URL is www.largeassmovieblogs.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at the Film Pasture. You can check out all the shit that I do on my site, videovortex.wordpress.com. Follow me on Twitter as well, @VideoVanguard. We want to say thank you all for checking out this very first episode of the podcast. We're always looking for new followers, so please check us out. Our next episode is all going to be about podcasting, about editing shows and finding the great sites to promote your shows on. Is it through iTunes? Is it through Stitcher? We're going to have a lot of great podcast hosts on that one. So stay tuned. That episode will premiere in basically next month or so. I know we mentioned that we're going to try to do a show every couple weeks, and we're going to try that, but I think our next show will probably post in late July. So hopefully you'll check us out then. Again, thank you very much for listening. And good night, everyone.
Everyone forgets until it comes around again. But yeah, they did change.
Okay. Well, that was my bad for giving the wrong times. I apologize.
No, not at all. Don't be silly. You've organized all this. It's grand.
Okay. Oh, love that. Man, I just want to give like a whole bunch of like, can you say fuck?
Fuck.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, just yeah. So even like bad words from you just sounds just so pleasant and elegant. You could be like,
oh, Oh, you'd be the first person to say that. That's wait, wonderful.
Wait, shut the fuck up, you fucking cockcover.
What, really? You want me to say that?
Yes, I do.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking... Was it cocknobber?
Nice. Oh, that's right at the end of the show. No.